Hello, good evening. This is Ruth Pasuelov, and what I am going to do today is a Power BI dashboard for beginners. Now, this is important. I'm calling it for beginners because I am doing everything step by step in a very detailed way, but it is by all means not an easy dashboard. So, even if you are not a Power BI beginner, make sure you stay tuned because I am going to present quite a few cool practices in Power Query and demonstrate a few things in Power BI too with visualizations. So let's jump ahead. Okay, before we jump into Power BI, I think it's best that I show you what we're going to do so you can actually decide if you want to stick around and watch the video. So these are the topics that we are going to touch in this tutorial. We are actually going to clean a really, really messy Excel file, you will see. And we're going to use all kind of Power Query techniques to do that. We are going to then create a function to apply the same cleaning steps to all the sheets in the Excel file. So this Excel file has, I don't know, like 35 or 40 sheets. And we are going to apply the same query steps for all of them automatically, creating a function. So this is really cool. Now we are going to then import multiple Excel workbooks because this data set comes in different Excel files. What we then will do is we are going to create a function to import the multiple workbooks in Power BI and clean all the workbooks and all the sheets using the not the same Power Query function, but the modified Power Query function. And lastly, we will change the format version regional settings. We will do all kinds of cool visualizations. We are going to do maps and see how to accurately locate the cities and maps. And we're going to take a look at new themes. And I mean, it will be a potpourri of all kinds of stuff. But make sure you stick around from the beginning because this is going to be a really interesting tutorial. There is actually a story behind this. So let me tell it quickly. I was chatting with a friend that was stuck in an airport in Malmö, that's in the south of Sweden, and he was complaining about how little people there was on the airport. And he told me that, oh, I'm sure that this airport is as small as the airport in Västerås, which is a smaller city actually, not so far from Stockholm. And I thought it was strange, so I went to Google and I checked it out. And I replied him back, oh, the airport in Malmö is 4.5 million, while Västerås is like 300,000. So I think that settled everything. But to actually get that information, I have to come in here. Don't worry about the Swedish. This is the statistics for transportation, and here is the year. So here they have the data for all years, and then here is airport and passengers. So if you click on there, it will download an Excel file that looks like this. So here are the cities in Sweden, and what you see here is international flights, domestic flights, and in Europe, rest of the world, in total, this is departures and arrivals. Departures and arrivals, and these are the months. So this is basically it. So I have to go to whatever city we were talking about and compare and see, okay, how many passengers were in total. So I saw these and I thought, oh my God, what a horrible way to actually present data. Because as you can see, is for every year they give you one of these. And each file, they have information on each tab. So I thought this was a great Power BI tutorial to actually make sure that we can mash up this data into something that works with Power BI and we can do analysis on it. So this is exactly what we're going to do. We are going to download data for 2016, 15, 14, and 17. I think it's enough just for the explanation. We are going to clean up this mess into something that is usable. And then we're going to produce a dashboard. So I think we begin. This is going to be a fairly long tutorial, so sit back and take a cup of tea and or coffee and relax. I'll walk you through it. Okay, so to start, I have downloaded 4 years of data, okay, and they are in a map, nothing strange there. So we're going to import one of them in Power BI. We're going to do this step by step so you understand how it is done. So here we are in Power BI, edit queries, and new source Excel. We are going to, again, upload one by one just so we understand what we are doing. So let's take Decimer. One of them. So here we have it, and we are going to clean one sheet first. Okay, so again, we don't mix everything up. So let's load the first city, Ängelholm. So. And here we have it. As you can see, is a total mess. It's just blanks. And look at this. They are actually hiding rows in between. Do you see it? This is it's proper mess. But we're going to fix it. Don't worry. So the first thing we're going to do is to remove those columns in the middle that are completely blank. So we're going to remove this one. We are going to remove this one. It has data, but it's just misplaced. So this is not going to work for us. We're going to remove that one too. Column 9 also goes away. And I'm going to pause just to remove all these columns so you don't have to watch me doing that. It's just removing blank columns. Okay, so here we are back and we have removed all the blank columns that we have in the file. So now we are left with the columns that actually do have information on it. The next thing we want to do is we want to transpose the Excel file, and transpose, what it does is it just takes columns and puts it into rows, and it just makes it so much easier to show it. So you see what it does? It takes things that were into a column and it moves it into a row. And this is important for us because these, for example, is the year and the city, this information that we want to keep. We don't want to remove that. So by transposing it, what we do is we basically turn the Excel file upside down. As you can see in here, we have the months. Can we see it? Here we have the months in columns, in column 3, but when we do the transpose, they will get into different columns. Okay, so we can work with that easier. You will see why. Now the next thing we're going to do is again remove all the new blank columns that we've got because we did the transpose. So we will remove these. and the other ones. I will again pause the video and remove them all so you don't have to watch me do that. So here we have removed all the blank columns and we're left again with columns that have data. And as you can see, these start to look a little bit better, right? So this is good. Okay, next step now. If you can see here, we have a column that it says Europe, the rest of the world, the total international flights, and then total. So here we have domestic and international. So domestic is missing. And we can see that better in here. So here we have international and domestic. And here it says where internationally, but here we are missing the domestic one and we need to have it because we're going to use this column. So we need to add domestic in there, okay? So let's do that. So we're going to do a small trick. We're going to say if column 13 has the word inriques, which means domestic, then put it in the new column. Otherwise, put whatever is in column 14. Okay, so we go to add column, custom column, and we say if column 13, which is that one, has the word inriques on it, then write that on the new column. Otherwise, put whatever is in column 14. So let's move these. In here, so you can see what we just did. You see, we added Enriquez to this column. Okay, so we don't need this one anymore. We remove it. And what we are going to do now is we are going to fill down some columns. So let's do that. We take that one and that one and that one and that one and we do fill down. There we go. And now we're going to remove all these totals because we don't want that means total and total. And we're going to do the totals ourselves. So we don't want to have that. And the same goes in here. We don't want any totals. We will do that ourselves. So what we can do now is remove the first row. There we go. And what we would like to do now is actually to promote the headers. You know, we want to have these in there. But we cannot do that right now, because we need to fix the headers for these two. As you can see, they are not really correct. And to do that, we are going to do a small trick, which is quite similar to what we did before. We are going to add a new column, custom column, and we're going to say, if column 13 is empty, which it is in this case, then write that would be airport. That would be the heading for the airport names or cities. Otherwise, just add whatever is on column 9. Okay, and as you can see, it's come twice because I should have removed not one row, but two. Okay, so now when we add a custom column, then we get the title for that column. And we want to do the same for year. So we do a custom column. And we say if column 13 is empty, then year otherwise it will be column 7. And we get exactly the same. Perfect. So now we can actually get rid of these two. And now we can actually promote our headers. So let's do that. Use first row as headers. Fantastic. So now, as we can see, we have one row that it does not have any value. So let's remove that. Gone. And look, this is starting to look really, really, really good. Now, we have a small problem. As you can see, here is missing the departure or arrival connotation. And the reason for that is because it is actually missing in here too. No, it's actually not missing. We deleted in the previous steps, in the steps up here, because they were split in an incorrect way. So what we need to do is add them here. And for that, we're going to add a index column. And we are going to do a small trick again. So this starts with 0. Let's go. So if we have 0, it should say uncommande, which is arrivals, and avgående is departures. So it should say ank and av, and then ank, av, okay? So let's do a custom column that is going to say like this. If number is odd, so if index number is an odd number, then write ank, else up. You're going to learn some Swedish while we're at. So now we have filled in the blanks that we had in there. So we can actually remove this column too. And we have a really nice data set. The only thing we have left is actually to unpivot this. And perhaps we should remove that too. We don't need it. So let's unpivot the months. Take there. And we're going to unpivot those. And voila, look how cool is this. Now we need to do something else. If you can see here, they wrote these as text. And not only that, there is like a space in here. So to be able to fix this, there is actually a function that does this, a power trim. I've explained in another video. I'm not going to do that just so I don't make this more complex than it should be. But if I would do this by myself, I would use that function. In this case, we're just going to do it manually. So we will transform this into text. We are going to replace the space with nothing. And finally convert that to a number. So now this is the number of passengers, right? So the only thing we have left now is to actually give proper names to these. Domestic or international flights. This is international location. So where do we fly when we fly international? Airport year. This is the departures or arrivals. This is the month. And this is the year. Yeah, so of course. No, this is the passenger. So how many passengers? So this is our generic function. So this is what, this is our cleaning process, right? The code that cleans our sheets. Let's load it up. See that everything is working as it should. And here we have all the data. Right? So this is perfect. So now that we have cleaned our Excel file, what we're going to do is create a function to apply the same cleaning steps to all the sheets in that Excel file, okay? So let's go back to Power Query. We are going to disable this load. We don't want to load that. We are going to duplicate it. And now we're going to go to the advanced editor and we're going to create the function. This is very, very easy to create when you know how to do it as usual. So our variable here is actually the city, right? And the city is used in there. So this is the one that we want to iterate. Done. We are going to call this function clean worksheets, for example. And I always do this just to test that it's working. Let's put a city. And it's loading perfectly, right? This is another city, not the one that we started with. So it's working, awesome. We don't need to do this anymore. So what we want to do now is to actually load this function for every city in the Excel file. So how do we do that? Okay, so we are going to load the source again. So let's copy that. We go to Excel. We say load that one. Let's put it like that. It will create a new function, but in this case, we just want to go up to the source because in here we have the name of all the sheets. What we need to do also is filtrate this defined name. We don't want that. We just want to know to have the sheets. So here we have a list of all the sheets in the workbook. Okay, so what we're going to do now is apply our function, invoke custom function, clean worksheet, and we're going to feed the name of the city in there. And we let Power Query do its magic. It's returning a table, it should. We remove the original column name as prefix. We don't want that. And look at this. How cool is this? We have all the columns clean for all the sheets in the workbook. So we go there, remove all the columns. We don't want the other ones. And now we start to have some really cool stuff. Because in the beginning, in these, we have just one city. Here we have all the airports. All airports, one year. So this is just for the year 2016. Remember, we have one Excel file for each year. Let's load these just to make sure that everything is working. Close and apply. And let's do this magic. It's working perfectly. We have years, and now we have all the airports. And of course, we haven't cleaned this up properly. How about we do that? We take year and passengers, numbers, text, and text. And we do a simple measure. That will calculate the sum of the passengers we hide. This one, we put that one there and remove it. And here we have passengers for at least 2000, and the year has to be. Don't summarize. So we have the passengers for 2016. So now our next goal is to get these for all the workbooks that we have in our folder. We have downloaded for 2015, 16, 17, and 14. I know that one of these has the wrong name actually. So we want to load for all of those. So for that, we have to go back to Power Query. And we're going to do this also in steps so you can see how I actually created it. I didn't create everything in one go. I just did it step by step to make sure that everything was working. So what we are going to do now is we're actually going to import a folder. So we go more and we take folders because we want to import all the Excel files at once. This is the address for the folder. Here they are. We say edit. And we want to have only Excel files. So here we have all our Excel files. Let's see what I have that one. Otherwise, I can do like that. Because this is because I have it open in there. That's why it's showing, and it's going to give us trouble. So why not take it away in case you have it open, so you don't get into trouble for that. So another thing that I did to make sure that everything was working was to actually just select one of these instead of selecting all of them at once. And it's just to check one by one, is this actually working? So what we want to do is to actually apply our function to this new query, and this is airport data. And to do that, we need to modify our function a little bit. I'm going to show you. Let's duplicate it. And give it a name. This is our workbook. So it's going to clean our workbook. But if we go in here, let's look at what this is doing. We have a variable for, or a function for city. So it will go into the list and add a new city for every row. But what we have here is actually the name of the Excel file. So we need to have also a function for it, a variable for it. And we want this function to actually read that from here, because we do have the name of the Excel file, so we can actually feed it into that. So if we don't filter anything, it will actually go in here, right, and pick that up. So what we need to do is actually to create again another variable for the name of the Excel file of the workbook. So this is how we're going to do it. We're going to create a new variable called name, and we are going to add it in here. So we just concatenate our new variable name. Okay. So now we have a variable name that will give us the name of the workbooks, and a variable city that will give us the name of the sheets. So done. And as usual, test it out. Make sure that it's working. So we copy the name of the workbook in there, and now we put the name of the city, any city. And is working. Perfect. So now we have a function that is functioning. Let's go to our, let's put that there, to our airport data. And we need to do one more thing in here. Let's go up. And, or we can do it here, it doesn't matter. What we need to do is to actually extract the sheets in from the folder. And for that, we're going to use a function called Excel workbook. I have explained that on another video, so make sure you check that out if you don't know how that works. So what we want in there is to actually expand on the content. And we expand there. And here we need to clean so we get only sheets. So in this case, we have, again, all the sheets for this workbook because we have filtered that in here, okay? Just to make sure that everything works with one workbook, then we will import the rest. So what we want to do now is to invoke our function that will call in the name of the Excel workbook and the name of the sheet. So very, very easy, invoke function. We go to clean workbooks. Here is the name of the function, which is was under on name, and then here is the name of the sheet. And now we wait for Power Query to do its magic. And here we have it. And it's working perfectly. Fantastic. Okay. So now we are going to go here where we actually filter just from one workbook, and we're going to filter on multiple ones. So we go in there, delete that one. And here's the thing, I tried to import all of those and Power Query said that it was a lot of processing, that it couldn't really do it. So I am going to import only two of them, okay? And the other one, I will actually leave it for now. If that is the case, and this is something that you actually need, what you can do is to copy this function and import the other one and then append. I'm going to show you how to do that anyhow for another reason. So, but for now, we're going to just import 2016. I think it's 15 and 16, even if it says something else. So now we have them in there. We expand, and then here we have everything, and then we expand all the way. And we don't want to load that anymore. We just want to load our new airport data. Let's see if it's working as it should. And here we have everything. It imported perfectly. I'm thinking that we didn't clean that up. We should definitely do that. So we pick the ones that we want to keep, and we do remove other. And now we have to do the same cleaning steps we did. Not cleaning, but cleaning. The cleaning is already done, but just changing the data type to number. And to text. I am wondering because I did that on a 32-bit machine. I am wondering if it would actually be quite cool to test. Let me test this and see, and if it will load the three. This perhaps my machine that was not. This one we cannot load, and I'll show you in a second why. Oh dear. We don't do it, right? Let's just. It's just too much. But we have everything we need. Now, close and apply. And this will get cleaned up. So now we have year. Do not summarize, please. And we have the passengers. And we have the airport. So before we have just for 1 year, now we have for 2 years. So this is going good. And we see that the number of passengers increased from 2015 to 2016. Wonderful. Okay. Airports, no, we don't do that. This is enough. Okay, now look at this. This is quite amazing. In here, if we go to the 2017 data, this is what they've done. What they do is every month they add a new row. Okay, so if you want to have fresh data, instead of having the same format and just putting zeros, they just don't put anything and they just add a new row, which is, yeah, not that good for our purpose. Now, there are ways of actually automatizing these so it would work for every sheet. Because this was just for fun, I did not want to spend any more time. But we cannot use the same query cleaning function for these because it's missing columns, okay? So what I did, it was just very, very quickly transformed the query so it will work just with these two. Not a very clean solution, but it can be a really good exercise for you guys to try to fix these So it adjusts no matter how many columns they are. So I will just copy the function. You will be able to download this file, so you will see what I did, but it's just remove columns that did not exist and comments and that kind of stuff. So what we are going to do is we are actually going to copy, we do a blank query, and I'm going to copy my cleaning process for the current year. You will be able to see it. And I'm using FilePath on my computer. Just a second, I need to change that. So it looks like this. I'm using a variable, a parameter there, but let's not complicate things. And so this one will actually clean workbook current year. And for that, what we're going to do is we're going to do a duplicate of this one. And this is airport data current year. Current year. And we are going to remove this filter, which is the filter that selects which sheet we're going to work on. And we're just going to work on this year's sheet. And we need to change the invoked custom function because it should say current year. Now again, you can try to do these without having to have different functions. I think that would be good. Okay, so you have to close the Excel file so it doesn't, you cannot work in Power Query while Excel is open. And here it is complaining because we changed the function. Let's do it like that instead. We will do it from scratch. Name one. Those functions are a little bit tricky. When I was preparing for this tutorial, I actually changed the name of, it was called city, and I changed on my function to airport. And when I refresh the data sources, it just didn't apply. So be careful with the function. Sometimes you just need to redo, like in here, right? There was no error. It was just a matter of just letting Power Query. Perhaps it just catches everything. So I don't know. It doesn't do the function all the time. And that's why changes are not applied. And you just get weird results. So let's do the field types again. Whole number. And that one together with that text. So, and this is what I meant. What you can do when, you know, if Power Query says like, I cannot process, this is too much data to process. You can do this in steps, and then you can go up here and say, okay, append Because now we're going to append 2015 with 2016 with current year to be able to get everything. And these we don't need to load anymore. So our actual data is this one up here. The rest is just functions needed to clean. And now we load again. And here we have it. We have 2015, 2016, and 2017. How nice is that? So, because we have. This was not so good. Let me do that. It's just a mismatch because I was copying from my sample file. This one needs to be named month. So these two columns will get appended. Otherwise, they won't if they are not called the same. So this is something that you need to remember. So perfect. So now, because we have a year and month, something that we do want to do is to have, time intelligent calculations. And for that, you need a calendar. So we're going to add one calendar to our file. Let's save this in case something crashes. So I have a video on how to create calendars. I have actually an entire playlist of all the calendars I created, which are quite a few. So if you don't know how to do this, make sure to check those out. What I have done is I have copied the code for the calendar, which will be available to you either from the videos that are already there or if you download this file. So don't worry about that. So this code creates a calendar, and we're going to call it calendar. And what we want to do, let's see, in there, we have 2015, 16, and 17. So let's do 15. This is the dates available in the calendar. So we want to have from 2015 01 01 to today's date. And the magic again will happen. And here we have the entire calendar. Another thing that we need to do or we want to do is to actually create a date to be able to connect those two tables. So we're going to add a custom column, and what we're going to say is get year. And year right now is a number, right? So we need to transform that into text if we want to concatenate with something. To text. And then we want to concatenate it with month, and we want to concatenate it with 01 because we want a date. And look what happens. It happens more than I wanted. Let's see what happened. What is the issue? Okay, let's see. I always forget that one. I don't know why. So now, if you would go in here and say, give me a date like that, Power Query is going to say, are you mad? What is that? Because if you can see here, the month names are, of course, in Swedish. This is a Swedish data set. So what you need to do here is you need to go in there, right click, change type using local, I don't know how that is spell, and we want to get date, and that is Swedish one. So let's go here and find Swedish from Sweden. And as you can see, it will read the Swedish names. It's like super cool. And voila, it's actually giving us the correct date. So let's load that too. And everything loaded correctly, which is quite nice. We go to relationships, and we are going to match date with date. And once we've done that, we're actually going to hide year and month from here because we don't want that. We're also going to create our total passengers. Measure, which it was just the sum of the passengers, and we hide that one, and we're going to hide date because we don't want the user to use it from here. We want them to use it from the calendar. In the calendar, we need to do a few things. So let's go through that. As you can see, there are some columns called sort. Sort year, month, year, week, and we need to fix this in order to Power BI be able to sort this correctly. So month name, we want to sort by month number. Month number, we don't want to summarize. Quarter number, we don't want to summarize. And week number, the same. Year, the same. Now, day name, sort day name, year month, year week, year week, and year quarter, and these we want to hide them. Our users do not need to see those. These are just for us. To be able to provide a proper calendar. So these should now work accordingly. If we add month name and we drill, we will see that February had slightly more than January. You can go up, see how it was here, or we can just expand everything. And you can see the seasonality quite easily, right? And everything is displayed in order. But you can see January is doing awesome. It's just great. Good for Sweden. Awesome. Yes. So now let's do a little bit, some visualizations here to see what the data has to show us. So we have our passengers by year. We do have a map, so of course we want to put that into a map. That's for sure. Let's see how Power BI manages. And that's quite cool. It actually puts everything in Sweden. Sometimes it doesn't, but this time it managed to do it, so perfect. Otherwise, what you would do is you would concatenate city, which is the airport, with the country. So you're actually helping Power BI out because there are cities the same city name could be in different countries and in different continents, actually. So you need to help sometimes Power BI. And we won't have the total passengers as the size of the bubbles. So we can see where are the biggest airports. And of course, the biggest airports are in the biggest cities, nothing strange there. What else do you, we want to know? We could actually, I think it's a great opportunity to show. Let's put airport. We're going to use the new matrix. Now, for you to be able to use this matrix preview, you have to go here, options, and tick new matrix visual. Actually, just all of these, because we're going to also use the custom report theme. So make sure you tick those two. Year. We want that as columns and values passengers. So this is quite nice. Let's give the user a filter in case they just want to look into some airports there and filter everything. And we could do a. You know, people love. Okay, so people love pie charts. So let's make a pie chart there with where Swedish and international people travel and come from. And let's duplicate that. And we are going to. Here, put domestic, international, and here we put departures, arrivals. So, perfect. And now those colors are looking quite dull, right? So, what we are going to do is we're going to choose a theme for our project. Okay, so on. A previous video, I actually show you how the new custom themes work in Power BI, and I also show you that I did these. You know, Microsoft has been kind enough to give us samples of themes, and what I did, I just, you know, tried everyone and made a template for it, so it makes it very easy for us to actually pick a theme. So I am going to pick a theme for this. How about opulent? Why not? We pick opulent. So we go back to Power and switch theme, import. We go to where I have all my custom stuff, and this is what's called opulent. Well, looks quite okay. So let's do that for the table also. And now you can make this, of course, better looking, but the good thing about this new matrix is that you can actually use the table for filtering. How amazing is that? And not only for the cities, but you can actually choose to see what is going on for every year of the table. So this is absolutely fantastic. So now back to the bet. Who won? Let's put search on there. We had Malmö and we had Västerås. So So there we have the two airports that started these. And as you can see, Malmö had 4.5 million passengers a year, while Västerås has 250,000, a little bit more. So clearly bigger. Okay, so this has been a longer video than usual, but I thought it was time to actually do a rundown again on how to do Power BI. As you probably have noticed, the other Power BI for Beginners video I have with the Rio dashboard, the Power BI Olympics Rio dashboard, they moved the site to another place, so it is actually not working anymore. So I thought I would do something with Excel, so hopefully it will last longer. So you can go to that site, you can download the sources yourself and build this Power BI dashboard. Great. So this is all for today. I really hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, let me know by liking it or by sharing it. I would really appreciate that. And if you have any comments, questions, suggestions about this video, let me know in the comment box or any of the social channels listed below. So have a fantastic evening. Bye.